What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate this podcast me and Goose do every week. And we call Let Us Tell It because it's letting us tell it. Us as black men, us as fathers, us as husbands and uncles and experienced, level-headed young men, so to speak. Anyway, we usually start this off with getting something off our chest because this is a safe place. You can come here and get stuff off your chest, and you can talk to people that understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because we are men. We know other men. We know women. We know black women. People need to do it.
Your true feelings. I'm talking about your true feelings. Are safe. But,
nah. Great gooses right ain't.
Here. Your true feelings are safe. I just want to shout out... the Wilson Academy in Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, they're in Conyers. Just another little feed that came across my feed, you know. It's a black-owned college prep school, and they're just doing a great job out there. They have 100% graduation rates, and that's just outstanding.
That is. That's dope.
Yeah.
Wilson Academy.
Wilson Academy. Black-owned. Yep. Damn good.
All right. Well,
congratulations on that. What's up?
Back to this being a safe. Is that what you was getting off your chest?
No, that's not all my chest. I'm just shouting them out. Let me get this out of my chest. It's about Starbucks and y'all people from Starbucks. Well, is Starbucks giving people the ability to make whatever drink they want to make is crazy. And when you have to, when you're in a position like mine and people say, hey, Goose, can you order me a drink? Because I'm about to go on stage. And I'm like, yeah. What you need? And they give you let me get a caramel macchiato with 2 pumps of this and 3 pumps of that. Take out the cinnamon. Matter of fact, cut the cinnamon grain in half. Sprinkle it over here. Rub it in some sugar. Then dump it in the drink. Shake it up. Pour it out, strain it so none of the granules are inside the drink. Put it in the cup, then put the foam on top. I don't like this shit.
You're telling me you got a problem with the people ordering the drink, not look, Starbucks themselves.
Starbucks allowing that to happen then causes people to, oh, I can do this. So Starbucks and the people that's doing it, the two people that I'm getting on my chest is Kev and Angel, because they be ordering drinks that ain't even on the menu. And then I have to go in and build a drink, right? Angel wanted a dragon fruit drink.
Mango dragon fruit refresher.
Yep.
Water, it's not lemonade, no fruit inclusion.
That's what I'm saying. But the drink ain't even on the menu, so then I can't find it. I'm feeling bad. I'm like, I can't find it. She's like, no. Go... The base has to be lemonade, so you have to find the lemonade, right? Green tea lemonade, not just regular lemonade. Got to be lemonade. That's the base. Then you got to go all the way to the bottom, add the whatever peach or apple juice or whatever else you got to add, right? Then you add the dragon fruit, but then you have to take out the inclusion, whatever inclusion means, I don't even know what that is.
The fake ass fruit they put in there. The stuff that makes it the color it is.
So is fruit. That is then why I had that anyway, you gotta take that out. Then you add 2 pumps of this and 2 pumps of it. Like, just give me a caramel macchiato oat milk. Thank you.
Nah.
Hot or very hot.
I was going to say, keep going. Because I've taken an order from you before.
You never ordered
bullshit,
me nothing.
Bullshit. When we was working on the sound stage, I said, hey, man, I'm about to run over here to Starbucks. What you want?
Oh, had caramel macchiato oat milk.
Keep going.
There ain't nothing
you said, no. You said caramel macchiato oat milk hot. But make sure, and you went into some instructions, because then Brennan ended up going over it for us. And Brennan came back to the sound stage complaining, like, I never thought two manly men would order these two soft drinks, but also have a bunch of instructions that came with it.
That was your instructions.
No, that
man.
Was yours too.
My instructions. No, shit.
You said make sure it's hot.
Do you have it on tape? Do you have it on tape? Is it recorded? Hell yeah, I got it.
Right.
Yeah, I do. I don't need it on tape.
The hell with this
Kevin Angel will admit to what they was they order.
These people are doing this, and I hate the restaurant for letting them do it. No, hey. I hate them for doing it.
Look, if I ever create a restaurant, it's gonna be this. You want a cheeseburger? This is how we make the cheeseburger, mother. This is how you gonna have it. You want some lemonade? It's this lemonade. Not with extra this or extra. You gonna take this. It's gonna be that. And you gonna accept it. You have
three people show up. They ain't gonna like. They gonna be the best three. My lemonade. You ain't getting no lemonade.
You ain't getting no lemonade. Don't be trying to trick my system. I put ice in there, so I ain't got to give you as much lemonade as you really want.
Now, these people keep coming to order this. It's a conspiracy because they know if I don't use ice, I'm going to lose money. It's the government.
That's true. I ain't fighting that. I know. That's what they doing.
That's what it is.
They reselling the lemonade, the extra lemonade that I'm giving them.
This man is special.
But anyway.
You said it.
Yeah. Ordering drinks. That ain't on the menu.
So you don't like the restaurants because they give people too many options.
I don't like the people that order drinks like that. And then I don't like Starbucks that give those options that eventually creates the monsters that I don't like. Now watch. Watch somebody take this and say, Greg don't like Angel and Kev. He hates them.
Ain't nobody on that bullshit. Oh. This is what I can't even get, what I want to get out.
Oh, hold on. But on tour, right, Angel and Kev, they order drinks. And I be like, and I step in. I'm like, no, I'm going to order y'all. Y'all ain't got to worry about it.
That's your fault.
I get on there. The last time,
though. That's your
fault. Oh, yeah, it's my fault. Like, the last time I did it, I was like, all right, I'm trying to make Angel proud. I'm like, okay, all right, dragon fruit. There we go. Boom. All right. Inclusion, boom, there we go. I'm thinking I got it. I'm go down. Lemonade. There ain't no lemonade. Hold on, there ain't no lemonade. There ain't no lemonade.
She usually get it without lemonade.
No, she wanted the green tea lemonade.
Oh, green tea.
There ain't no lemonade. So the lady working with me, toying, I was like, look, come on, you got to help me. So she looked, she's like, I don't see, damn it. I had to text them back, like, hey, I'm sorry, but y'all gonna have to order y'all.
An hour later.
I know Angel was like, it's okay, Greg. I'm like, yeah, man, my bad. Anyway, go ahead. What you got to get off your chest?
I was trying to get back in. I can't even. I wish I could talk. This is what I say. Jazz.
Oh, my goodness.
When I say this, these people come in all shapes, forms, sizes, and genders, and colors. That's, goodness. I just needed to say that that actually did relieve some pressure. I just had to get that off my chest. Bitch ass. I'm just going to leave it at that.
How you going to do that?
Because I can't say or talk about what I want to talk about.
You want to tell me and I say it?
No, you can't say it either.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you sign an NDA?
Huh? No. I don't want everybody's business out there like that.
Oh, everybody else.
But, okay. It's just bitch ass.
I get that off my chest, too.
Yeah, I need to say that because it feels good to say because I've been holding too much in on certain situations.
Well.
Everybody saying that escalated quickly. Yeah,
it did.
That's what happens when you relieve pressure. You get then it simmers down. Now I'm back down.
Since we talking about relieving pressure, we saw that clip of Joyner Lucas talking about his dad.
Yeah, talking about his dad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know the name. I don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about his relationship with his father. I saw a clip and I sent it to Greg and he was basically saying how he only talks to his aunt out of his family. And when she does call, he's hoping that she's calling to let him know that his father has died.
Yeah.
Now I don't know no other history behind it. I don't know when that interview was versus what he said previously. I'm just talking about holding that type of grudge or having that type of feeling toward people. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. So yeah, can't nobody come on here and say, well, no, you didn't see the latest interview. No, I haven't seen the latest interview. This interview could have been Monday. I don't know. But when I saw that interview, I could actually, and I just wanted to say this, just talk to other people that might be going through stuff like that too. Not specifically, I'm talking about with anybody. It ain't got to be with a parent. It could be with a friend, anybody that you know. If you holding that type of animosity towards somebody, this is my experience. So I know somebody who did something that I would consider unforgivable. It wasn't like anything that harmed anybody, but it was just some dead wrong, right? Mm-hmm. To the point to where I was looking for this particular individual and I was going to inflict extreme harm to them. Mm. That's all I will say to protect myself. And by the time I did come across this person, I had the thought, because of what I would end up doing to this person, I didn't want their family to have to go through what I was going to do to this person. That's how angry I was.
Man.
I was so angry that I had to think about this individual's family and what it would do to them if I did what I wanted to do. So I had to retreat, and I was like, so after that situation, I was just like, you know what? A person's dead to me. I don't really care. And I'm telling myself, yeah, I don't really care. I ain't holding nothing. I don't care. I just don't like the person. The hell with that person. Whatever bad happens to them, they deserve it. Whatever. I'm going on about my life. Mm-hmm. But even having that, me not realizing, no, I'm actually holding this, and this is actually toxic to me. Mm-hmm. But it took me years to realize that.
Oh, okay.
To come to the point of I can forgive them. Like I said, nobody got harmed. Nobody got hurt. It was just some dead wrong stuff that happened. Mm-hmm. But then I got to a point, I was like, you know what? Let me let that go. That happened. I can forgive. I ain't going to forget, but I can let it go. Mm-hmm. And after doing that, it was like coming to that mental realization of letting it go. It was true pressure. It was just like, God dang, I didn't realize I was holding that. It's almost like a burden that you're holding that you don't realize it. Like somebody puts something on your shoulder or weight and you have no idea that it's there. And it weighs you down. Even so, I just say that for people. You know, people do some bad things in this world.
Hell yeah.
But if it's stuff that you can forgive for and let it go, it goes a long way. Because a lot of times you don't even realize you're holding that type of burden. You don't realize that your disdain for that person is an actual burden for you. And it can be.
Yeah, because having that can affect your health, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Even if you're not thinking about it, it's just it's there.
Mm-hmm. And looking at that video, that interview Joyner had, he knew it wasn't a... When he spoke on it, you saw his demeanor just change completely. And it was something that really affected him or affects him still. But
as a grown man.
Yeah. But he acknowledged it. He was like, I know what it is and I'm working through it. But boy, the way he.
Well, that was the clip that you saw. The second, I didn't see that whole thing that you saw.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was talking on that statement that he said.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the time reference. I'm just saying, I know I've been there. Mm-hmm. Not on my father, but I've been there with people. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanted to speak on him saying that particular segment. Like, yeah, I think the one you watched may have been, I don't know, maybe it was a later.
I think it's an earlier,
a newer. I don't know if it was newer or older.
It's older.
Okay.
Yeah, it was older.
That's why I just did that disclaimer up top. Look, I don't know the time reference and where he's at currently. I'm just talking about that specific thing.
Yeah. So basically just holding stuff in and not expressing yourself and understanding that you have to let things go for your... Yeah. That was wild. And what's crazy, man, is how the internet, nothing is erased, because the interview that I saw was back in 2020. And even before then, he was having interviews about this situation. And just knowing that this is, things are just stored from way back when is wild. I'm surprised I've never even seen this interview of him expressing that. I never knew he had a issue with his father, but or even felt like that. But yeah, don't hold things in. Express yourself and get things off your chest, because it can affect your mental and health.
I'm removing it from him because I don't even fully know who this dude is. I just saw the interview, and like I said, I saw the name and it seemed familiar, but I just wanted to talk on that because I can relate to that and having that type of disdain towards somebody. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of people do. You talk to people, they be like, man, yeah, with that person, I don't deal with them. Nah, I mean, like, man, don't hold it in. Nah, I ain't hold it in. I don't care what happened to him. I'm just saying, I'm like, if the mention of that person's name can escalate, that's something that hopefully, like, if somebody's going through something like that, hopefully you can work through that, you know, by yourself, or, you know, just mentally get over that barrier that you have. Because it's a barrier. It can be bad energy is toxic.
So were you able to get over it, or?
Yeah, no, I'm good now. I got over it. It what happened. I'm good with it. The only thing that made mine last as long, which I'm not giving it any excuses, is that person still carries themselves. They never changed. They're still the same person. They still do the same stuff that they've been doing. Mm-hmm. They still carry themselves that way. So that's why, and other situations happened where I'm like, this fool still. Ooh, please let it happen. Don't let it happen to me again. Because I was at a point to where I'm like, I'm willing to lose my freedom over this.
Dang.
So it was so bad to where my mama was like, babe, you got to do what you got to do. I know I can't stop you. I can't stop this train. So
is it something that he or she knows?
Oh, absolutely. No, when I finally caught up to the person, I was in an environment. Because I was still, believe it or not, as mad as I was at the time, I was still thinking clearly. So when I caught up to the person, where the environment that I was in wasn't the time or the place. Because I was like, this ain't going to look, it's going to affect everybody around.
Yeah.
And so I just locked eyes with the person. I just sat there and they couldn't even look up. They were just looking at the ground. And I'm like, but I'm sure word got back to that person of what, they knew what it was of how I felt. And that's when I got to the point to where, okay, I can't act out my feelings or do what I actually want to do because I actually care about these other people that care about you. And I was like, that's the only thing that, and I told other people close to that person, I was going to have to end up apologizing to you because of what I was going to do to this person. But I still feel that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, like I said, I moved past it. I didn't know it was that much of a burden. Until like years later, I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? And it was just a thing, something that I worked through myself mentally. It was just like, I need to let that go. Mm-hmm. And now I've let it go. It's like I said, it is what it is. I don't hate that person anymore because it was hate. Like, I don't hate them anymore. But the only thing that made it hard is that person never changed. Mm-hmm. It's like they still the same person. And that's what makes it difficult. That's what made it difficult for me to finally...
And it's that's the,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the thing too. Something can bother you to the ends of this earth, and that same person or that whole situation, the other person ain't even thinking shit about you, and you're holding this grudge, and this person is living life, and and you haven't even let this go when this person is not even thinking anything about it.
Yeah. And it was to a point to where, like, because like I said, we end up certain times of year, we end up being around all the same people. So it's like those situations were always uncomfortable for that person and for everybody around, because everybody's looking at me like, is he about to snap off? Like, I see him over laughing and talking to people, but is he about to, like, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, you know what? This ain't good for nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody around. So I said, look, what's going to come to that person is going to come to them. I'm not holding it against them no more. They still, like I said, they still doing the same stuff that they've been doing to people. I'm like, hey.
Dang. Well, moving on.
Moving on.
Yeah. I mentioned Tesla a while ago about them doing a recall on some vehicles. I did not know that it was over 2 million vehicles they're doing a recall on the car because of the autopilot technology, and it's like causing car wrecks.
I think go ahead. I'll let you. I'll get my take on.
What's the movie from Let the World Leave the World Behind? In that movie, them Teslas are like just crashing into each other, blocking roads, which is crazy.
Yeah, they had an auto return function or something, yeah, where they were just
crashing and they blocking the main road. Like, nope, we gonna block this area. And that's, you see what they doing, Tank?
Go ahead, Greg. I'm letting you talk.
They trying to trap us, man. They gonna keep us locked up, locked in. We ain't gonna be able to get to the seaports. They burning, they hitting bridges, knocking bridges down. We can't even get off the island if you on the island. You know what I'm saying? Shit's crazy, man.
Yeah.
What you got to say about the Tesla?
I don't know the literature behind the Tesla autopilot thing. But like I seen somebody driving yesterday, this fool was fully reclined in their car, not looking at the road. I shit you not, on the interstate going, I mean, oh, it was traffic. So they literally was not paying it. I think he was just texting on his phone, not looking. I'm pretty sure there's language in there saying that this is not a fully auto-drivable thing, but I'm not sure. And the auto, like, the whole autopilot thing, I rented, what was that thing I rented? I think it was a Nissan or a Hyundai when me and Angel was on tour and I was on the interstate, and it's like my navigator does the same thing where it's like lane assist. And then if you put it on, same as my truck, you put it on cruise control, you know what I'm saying? You lock it on that cruise control and it'll keep your vehicle in the lane. And if somebody's in front of you, it'll slow down. And then it'll come back to speed when ain't nothing in front of you, whatever. And mine only does it to, like, once you slow down, for one on mine, once you tap the brakes, it turns it off. And then if it slows down to, like, I think 35 miles an hour, if you're on the interstate, it'll turn it off automatically. But that Nissan, whatever I was driving, it kept it on there. Like, you could be at a stoplight and it would start beeping. Then you, like, have to go to the light as soon as you press the gas. And if it's still on, it would slowly pick back up the speed. It wouldn't, like, turn at an intersection or nothing, but it would stay in the lane, and then it would eventually, a little sensor would go off if it knows, if you keep your hands off the steering wheel for a certain amount of time, it's just, it start beeping like you need to. But with these Teslas, I think they were advertising this whole thing of autopilot, and I think people are taking that as, oh, it's car drive by itself. And Tesla's probably been advertising it that way, and not just as a tool to help you, you know, so you don't have to focus as much. But all that shit should be illegal. Like, you shouldn't have anything on the road to have to make you have to pay less attention to the road.
What? That's
like
true.
Like big ass screens. Yeah. Like, I can't be on my phone, but I could scroll through. That's what all these automakers are going to, these dumb ass screens, these big ass screens. You got to flip through options just to turn on your damn AC. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's like the cell phones getting, you remember back in the day, cell phones were getting smaller and smaller. This is no longer convenient. Why do I want, what is this? Why do I want my cell phone so small? And that's like why I don't Apple understand watch. About, you know, the screens. It's like, it's inconvenient at that point.
Yeah, it's a distraction. Them big ass screen.
But yeah, it's, and that's the thing with a recall. When you make that many cars and they all the same, when I hear about a recall on any vehicle, like 2 million, 3 million, it don't really faze me because they've had recalls on floor mats. You know what I'm saying? GM had to recall, you know, 18.
Floor mats?
Floor mats. It's, anytime they discover or see a trend of something going wrong with the vehicle, like right now, a backup camera has a recall on my truck. Like, I'm going to take it in, I think, Monday. Because they realized when you put it in reverse, they found on some of them, the backup camera goes out, which is a safety hazard.
Oh, damn.
The sensors don't, but the backup camera sometimes, I guess on some of them, will go black. Mine's working fine, but I'm like, yeah, you can swap mine out. If that's what's happening. I don't want it happening to mine. So they, you know, that year, they got a, you know, that's a recall probably on 2018, 19, 20, 21 Navigators. So all of them vehicles that got that same type of camera, they got to recall all of them. There was one, I don't know, a few years ago, or one of them years, I don't know which vehicle it was, which auto make, but it was like the floor mats. They saw that the floor mats, they discovered sometimes they would slide and either hit the brake or the gas pedal.
Ah, go up underneath the seat.
No, forward to like hit the gas to speed up when you don't want to, or the brake.
Okay.
So now they got to recall every single vehicle that they made with that type of floor mat, that type of carpet. It's like, oh, we got to replace floor mat. So it's like however many vehicles they made, like if it was Toyota, Camry.
Oh, so this is just a little glitch.
With Tesla, it's a big, it's a bigger glitch because it's dealing with the driving and people are wrecking.
Yeah.
But for every car that they made with that type of setup, if it happened to these 10, what's to say it ain't going to happen to these 10,000?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they got to recall all of that shit. But what's crazy is, like, Tesla, I know people are big fans of cars. Them cars ain't made very well.
No, hell no.
Have you seen the reports on the Cybertrucks?
I haven't seen the reports on the Cybertrucks, but I've seen...
This a bunch of them out here in L.A.
Yeah.
And one, I mean, that's just all subjective. I think they're ugly as shit. But the lining, the doors, you know, the lines on the, like, the door, the gaps, all that stuff is, like, buckled. None of the seams are lining up. There's one dude, I was watching his video, he was just like... Yeah, so I got to take it back in. And he went to close the door, and the way that door rattled and shook, and it didn't look like on the outside, it didn't look like the door closed all the way. You know how your door meet, and it's like a 16th inch gap?
Yep.
His shit was like popped open like the door. And I seen him driving down the road, and I pulled up beside one, and I'm looking, and I'm like, damn, that shit looks awful. Like the way the stuff ain't lining up. And then I've been in some, and it's just like you press on surfaces.
That's what I was
and the
about
stuff
to say.
Cracks and creaks and moves. And I'm just like, these ain't, you know.
It's like just real cheap plastic.
Well, they do that to cut cost. That's their biggest thing is they're trying to cut cost. That's one reason why they moved to that one big screen and nothing else is in the vehicle. Because if they can put it all in that screen, they don't have to spend money on making all these buttons and all of that. They do whatever they can to cut cost. I guess to make the vehicle more affordable and to make their profit bigger, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But
because if you got to fix something with the screen, you just take one screen off, put a new screen in, and
exactly.
That's it.
Because it's going to be under warranty for a certain amount of time. But, yeah, it's with these recalls and this autopilot stuff, we've seen did you see the Beverly Hills Hotel, the one that busted into that wall?
It went airborne. Airborne, right?
I don't know. I saw the clip of it, like where it hit, and like a couple days later, we had to go down there for it, and I drove past and I looked. I said, "Oh, you can see where it hit the wall."
Dang,
you can see it.
Dang.
But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not surprised that they got a recall, especially you keep hearing about these things of them autopilot and people wrecking. That they putting too much trust. This is still newer technology.
But this is the whole, one of the purposes behind Tesla is the self-driving, the self-driving technology. Because now they were talking about if you have a Tesla, then you can enroll it in these programs to where you can be sitting at home and your Tesla's out driving, making runs by itself. So how the hell is going to do that?
Yeah.
Now that they having these recalls about the autopilot.
Yeah. Way before Tesla was even a thing, back in the day, Audi had a feature to where it was it would valet for you. Like at your apartment, you would have to program it, like do the route, but you could get out. Like, let's say you live in New York or somewhere where you live in like a high rise building. You could get out and you could hit it to park and it would drive itself to the parking spot and back in, turn off. And
did y'all know that? I did not know that.
Yeah, you could come out, hit the button, and it would drive back to you and pick you up at that same spot. But it was like the speed was limited. It would only go like 10 miles an hour at the most. Like it would just creep along and park and all that. If you had like an assigned parking spot, everything had to be like a program. But now that, you know, Tesla, like, you know, Apple or anybody else, they take that technology. It's like, all right, we're going to one-up it. We're going to use this technology, do something a little different. Like my truck, Well, Parallel Park itself, I don't trust it. Because I'm like, I'd be damned if I pull up next to a car, hit the and start letting this, and it hit somebody's car, then I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
I've tried it a couple times.
I was about to say, you tried it.
Oh, I pull up, and I'm like, let me see if it's actually working. I hit the button, and it'll say, you know, take your hands out the steering wheel. And then as soon as that steering wheel starts spinning and it starts backing up, I'm like, nope. I don't trust it. But yeah, it parks itself. It'll parallel park, and it'll park if it's, I think it'll pull in to a spot. Mm. It'll parallel park, and then it's three different types of parking. Like you hit the button and it pulls up which one, and you hit whichever one and get into space, and then it just starts doing it. I'm like, I don't trust this shit.
Dang. I'll trust electric cars once electric cars are the only cars on the road, because I think they'll be able to talk to each other and navigate around each other. But you have a human and robot driving, this robot is not going to be able to predict what this human is going to do.
Or it's once they're more mass produced, like when they're, that's what you're saying, like once it's the norm, like,
yeah.
Because right now, electric car sales are going. They're going down like crazy. Mm. Like, some of these manufacturers are laying off people in these electric car factories because they're not selling the way they thought they was.
Also, I'll just be riding. And you'll see in the in these parking lots, cars are just backed all the way up charging. People just sitting in their car waiting to get charged. And I'm like.
And that charge ain't quick.
Ain't quick.
That's not quick.
You're not about to have me doing that. Man, get my gas and I'm gone.
That's why I'm a big fan of the electric gas, the hybrid electric.
The hybrid, okay.
Like anytime you can give me a gas tank and electric, I'm yes.
Yeah.
All about, apparently the new Dodge Ram or the 2025 Dodge Ram, it's got electric. That has the capacity of like 120 miles. Mm. And then it's got a 27-gallon gas tank on it.
Oh.
I'm like, run it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do that.
I do that all day.
Yeah, I do that.
So when you are using the gas, it's recharging the battery.
Yeah.
It'll be forever before you have to gas up again.
Oh, damn. That's how it'll work.
Yeah.
The car will recharge the battery so you don't have to be waiting no damn line.
So and it's probably a plug-in also, so you could also charge it.
Charge it at the house.
I did 2 years ago, the LA Auto Show. I know a lot of y'all ain't into cars, and we went on this tangent, but y'all know I love talking about this shit. The LA Auto Show, they had Jeep, Chrysler, whoever. They had the Jeeps. They had this obstacle course where they would drive you like in this off-road obstacle course, steep incline, and it was a plug-in the hybrid, so we had the gas. The gas part never turned on. We on an incline. It felt like this thing was about to flip over backwards. That's how steep the incline was. We went all the way up to like the ceiling of this place.
Yeah.
And then descended down, went over some steps, another sideways incline, went on another one. Mm. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, the gas never turned on. Like, that's impressive to me. I would be all for something like that. But, and it didn't have just the big ass screen. I can't stand the big ass screens. It's just stupid to me. Angels heard Escalade, I don't like how you get in and you want to turn on the rear AC. Mm. You can't just hit the button that says rear AC and got to go to the screen. Mm. Flip the screen, whatever screen you want, flip to the other screen. I can't stand it.
I thought the screens would have just been there to control apps like, hey, I want to watch Netflix or I want to see this. It's for entertainment purposes. Mm. But the manual analoging of controlling your car is the best.
Yes.
You can touch. Who car is it? It's my car. The screen, I'm trying to increase the fan speed. Bah, 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 I'm hitting it and it won't go. It won't.
I'm like, touch screen. Instead of just being a dial.
Instead of the dial. So we had to go get that screen changed, and we didn't have that car for more than like 2 years. But it's the screen and the constant touching.
Yeah,
I mean all type of stuff. Anyway, man, Tesla, do better. All y'all electric cars, just make hybrids. That's all you got to do, and they sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, I want an electric hybrid.
Because it works in every environment.
Convert my classic cars to electric. If I can keep that gas engine and also throw an electric engine in there, I would do it. Absolutely.
Need options, man. You need
not options. The Mustang, because I like how it sounds. But the Continental, absolutely. You can't do it with no Mustang.
I'm about to say, no, you about to tear all the value up out of that car. Moving on. This other feed came across my Instagram algorithm. This lady was talking about her brother. Her brother was married for 10 years. He got a divorce. And then he remarried a woman that he only knew for 7 months. And according to her, now her brother is treating this woman the way his wife of 10 years wanted to be treated. And the sister's saying, women, stop trying to change men because they only change for the women they want to change for. There's so much relationship advice that people are giving throughout the internet. And yeah. One pill does not fix everything. First of all, we don't know how him and his wife were in did he leave like because of her?
Other one.
Or did he leave because of her? Or, like, was she beating him? Was he beating her? Like, it wasn't no, just because a man won't change. That's why I wanted to talk through this before we started, because I can't even get my words out right.
I didn't let him talk through it. That's
yeah, you didn't let me talk through it.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go first, man.
No, I agree with said about the, a lot of people, this was a couple, either last week before, we was doing TBTB, and somebody asked a question about, you know, relationship or going back into dating or something like that. And on that show, similar to this one, you're talking to people that have been married for 20 and going on 20 years. Mm-hmm. Last thing we can do is give you advice on getting back into dating.
Yeah.
Like Angel, she had some advice. Granted, her advice was sound, but it's just like, that's something we can talk about relationships, you know what I'm saying? Personalities and how to deal with stuff, because we got experience there. But as far as dating scene is completely different. Like Goose said, one pill don't fix everything. Mm. But that's the other thing is, like the lady said, you know, don't try to change a man to do something he can't. Different people, I've seen this with people. Different people bring out different things in people. Mm-hmm. Like I know somebody that was dating. You know, they had a good relationship with the person that he was dating. Then they broke it off. It wasn't anything bad. They just, you know, hey, we gonna cut this off. Cool. He starts dating somebody else. This man is completely different. Mm-hmm. The way he was acting, the way with her, the way he was treating her, it wasn't that it was better. It's just they seemed a lot closer. Mm-hmm. They seemed like they had known each other their entire lives and was best friends and holding hands and doing all this flirting and cuddling. I'm like, I've never seen this. Mm-hmm. But it took her to be with, you know what I'm saying? He saw something in her that brought that out of him. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it was always in him, but for her, like, yeah, you can't really narrow it down to, well, he didn't do this for her. How's he doing it with her? It's just like, you don't know. This is different. It's a different relationship. Relationships are like fingerprints. There's no two are alike. Mm-hmm. Me and my dad and me and my brother and my dad, they have a completely different relationship. We was born and raised in the same household. We got the same parents. Me, my brother and sister, we all have different relationships. With me and my sons, all our relationships are different because they're different. Mm-hmm. I'm the same dad, but however, his relationship, little Marcus and me, we have a different relationship from me and Amar, or me and Kai, or me and Sai, because they're different people. And this is like, you can't expect people to act the same exact way in every single relationship.
Yeah.
Because different people bring out the different things.
I got it now.
Go ahead,
that's
Goose.
True. 10 years, when I met my wife, we had no children. We were living life. I mean, we were young. We stayed in damn near like a college apartment complex where everybody was just having fun. Mm-hmm. Just parties all the time, drinking, blah, blah, blah.
Coke.
everything right off the table. Both nostrils. Everything.
Long pinky fingers. Pinky fingernails.
Yeah, straight to the dome. That was that.
Goose ain't had hair since.
That's where it got. That's where it went. Oh, man. I don't know if it was the or the woman. You feel me? Or anyway, yeah. Let's get out of there. Yeah. But me at that time with Mel was a crazy lovey-dovey. Oh, we young and energetic. Blase, yeah. Blase. Now, you talking about 10 years later, we done went. We done had children. We done bought homes. We got the stress of mortgages. We got the stress of life, period. I don't have any hair now. I used to have waves like crazy.
You still do on your back? Yeah.
Sorry. Cut the camera.
All right. Don't. Need witnesses.
About to throw this. He's looking for something. Me too, to hit your man. Kid. I'm ready. He said, on your back. That's funny. That's all right. I see where Angel get it from. Y'all real quick on y'all feet. But that person, 10 years, is we're not the same people. Yeah. She's not thinking the same way. I'm not thinking the same way.
How much time had passed? I'm just curious. But
they said they were together for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Oh,
yeah, they were married for 10 years, and then they got a divorce, and then after that, he knew a lady for 7 months and married her and now supposedly treating her like a queen. You're talking about now you're talking about a person meeting somebody 10 years later. And it's like me meeting Mel in the beginning now.
Right.
Because now, shoot, man, I've been married. I know what this is. I know how this goes. The lady he met probably has been married. She know how this is, and she know how this goes. So now they're two, experienced individuals now. Hey, now he knows I like this, I like that. He learned about himself.
We slow as hell to learn.
Man,
Men, we slow as hell. Yes. This dumb as shit when it comes to learning ourselves.
So now this man is mature. He knows what went wrong in this marriage, and he knows how to bring it to this relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not because he didn't want to change for his his past relationship. Mm-hmm. It just didn't work out. They grew apart. It's not his fault. It's not her fault. We don't know what really caused the relationship to break up. But to say as a man being with a person for 10 years and it doesn't work out because I wasn't willing to change for her is absurd. Yeah. I think
you preaching good.
Oh man, you know, whew. I think the time changes people and people.
Yeah.
You sometimes that change you don't know how to react to it. Prime example. This ain't nothing for me and my wife to get no divorce over, but when I met Mel, man, I was eating Checkers strawberry milkshakes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever? You ain't never. Whew.
Checkers is Rally's.
Rally's
in Kentucky.
Yeah, man, they used to have these milkshakes, these apple pies, the fries.
Woo.
Me and Mel used to kill this. I mean, eat like pigs and love it. You wouldn't catch me nowhere near McDonald's or any type of fast. The only fast food that I might even eat right now is Chick-fil-A because my kids eat it. But if it was up to me, I wouldn't eat none of it ever. But that change in me is Mel be like, hey, we about to get something to eat. I don't know what you about to eat, but we eating this. You change. You become a different person over time, and your values change. So his values might have changed, or she might have changed into something else to where they couldn't even click anymore. Her religious beliefs might have changed, you know. Yeah. So to tell somebody, stop trying to wait and change this person, you could have, the sister could have said, you know what? they should have worked it out and realized that they are changing, mm-hmm. and they should have went to therapy or somebody. They should have tried to talk it out before they got a divorce or something. But the first thing the lady want to say, he didn't. Women, he ain't gonna change for you because you ain't the one for him.
Right. Well, you don't know how long if they did try to work it out. They
been, that's true.
They could have been rocky for 3-4 years. Yeah. Like, you know what? We just hurting ourselves.
That's absolutely true.
But, okay.
Oh, and how the hell does the sister know that this man is doing everything that this other woman wanted him to do for this woman? Like, you don't know that.
Yeah. That's one thing I always say. And, like, me and Angel, I'll speak on just me. I'm not the same person she started dating. I'm not the same person she married. Mm. I'm not the same person she's had our first son with.
Yeah.
I am a different person because I grew. I matured. I aged. I got a life experience. I gained some people. I lost some people. I am different.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens over time.
Mm-hmm.
You change. If you're not changing, you're doing something wrong. It's called evolving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's called maturing. That's what you're supposed to do over time. And a lot of times, people change in relationships. Sometimes it's not for the better.
Mm-hmm.
We was talking one time. I don't know. I think it was on TV. It was one of the questions I think Melissa asks is, who is the person if you didn't marry? That's what it was. If you didn't marry the person you did, who would you marry? Or who would you have married? Or who did you wish you married? It was something like that.
Mm.
And Angel's answer was, I would have wanted to marry the person that Marcus is today.
Mm. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Sweet ass girl. No, but that's like the thing. It's just like, it was, I look back on my younger self, like, boy, you was dumb as hell.
Wow.
Just ignorant. Didn't know shit. Still don't. I'm going to look 10 years later, 10 years from now. I was like, you thought you knew what the hell you was talking about on that damn podcast.
Yeah.
So when you got a relationship like that, like I said, they was together for 10 years. Not sure if they dated before then.
Mm.
Especially depending on the age, people are going to change over time.
Yeah.
If, now granted, me and Angel ain't nowhere near divorce or anything, but if we were to... let's say me and Angel did get a divorce and we weren't married prior, but we met each other now, we would step into a relationship completely different from what we did.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens with experience.
Yeah. And people have to take accountability for themselves. So if you're not happy in a relationship, are you a happy person in general?
Man.
Like, are you okay?
Can't nobody make you happy.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody can make you happy.
You got to go into the situation and take care of yourself. Do things for yourself. Make sure that you're happy, not because he's not doing this or she's not doing that, blaming this person for everything. You have to make sure you're good. Now, once you've done your self-work and you're like, you know what, every time I step into this house or into in his presence or her presence, I feel bad. Like there's a bad energy coming from. Then you address that situation. But if you waking up because you ain't making enough money or you depressed because this person's doing better than you, you can't blame that on your husband or on your wife and look down on them because you mad and you depressed. You got to take accountability for yourself.
That's one thing I always tell people. I've heard friends say, you know, I'm just looking for somebody to make me happy. Can't nobody make you happy. You have to be happy. You have to make yourself happy. The other person can't stand in the way of that happiness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can feel good about being around them, but them people that's, you know, he's this. I just want somebody to make me happy. Or she don't even make me happy. She can't. She's not capable of making you happy. You have to be happy with yourself.
Yeah. So, 10 years of being married and then 7 months of meeting somebody,
you can learn a lot about somebody in 7 months.
Yeah, and especially if that person has lived life similar to you with kids, family, and all, and you both can bond over, like, hey, my wife used to do this, my husband used to do this. Oh man, shit, we made match made in heaven because of the past experiences.
Or not bring that shit over there.
Or not.
So I was now just thinking about that.
You know, oh shit, I ain't gonna do this.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna do that.
Thinking, like, I done learned from that.
Yep.
Let me go on and put this toilet seat down.
Yep.
Keep it down. You never kept the toilet seat down once again. Because I learned.
What else he supposed to do? He supposed to take what he learned from here. Oh, shit. I ain't going to do this no more.
You zip it, then you flip it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to wash the dishes every time she finished cooking. Or I ain't going to put hot sauce on her food because she seasoned it perfectly. Let me not put the salt. Yeah. Every time Mel cooks something and I'm putting hot sauce, she like, you ain't even tasted it yet. And I'm like, I know, but I want hot sauce. But can you taste it before you put the hot sauce?
Man, I'm big on that. If I spend all that time on that grill, you better taste that damn food.
Do it. That's what happened.
Some damn sauces.
I don't even reach for the hot sauce no more. Till she turned around. Then I put the hot sauce on it.
Babe, I bet it's going to taste so good.
Woo, girl, you put your foot in there. Yeah. Hot sauce all in my backpack.
Be like, here, just eat the hot sauce then.
Yeah, man. Take care of yourself first. Obviously, a woman and a man, woman and men, women and men are going to take what they learned from their past relationships and try to make their current ones better than they last.
Hopefully. Yeah. If they worth anything.
Yeah. Hopefully. No. I got a fun fact for y'all. You done with the fun fact. I'm trying to remember the story. Ireland.
Yeah, it was
this,
in Ireland.
No segue. I'm just.
Yeah, we in a different parking lot altogether. Yeah, we ain't even in the same complex. Yeah.
But I think y'all gonna like it though. In Ireland, back in the 1800s, the government owned like 95% of the farmland. So they rented the farmland to the farmers, right? And they taxed the farmers hella money. So the farmers were like, look, we need a tax break. Cut the taxes 25%. So the government was about to do it, but they had this, I guess you can say enforcer or, I would say enforcer that looked over a majority of the land. And he said, no, we're going to cut it by 10%, not 25%. So the farmers, instead of going ham, you know, trying to attack him or burn down the village or whatever, they said, you know what? We're not going to talk to this informer. We're not going to farm his land. We're not going to socialize with this dude.
At all. He's affiliated with.
Yeah.
Cutting him off.
Like, not talking to him. And I can only imagine back in those days, you ain't got no cell phone, internet, nothing. Yeah. All you can do is literally talk to people. They cut him off. Starved him out. So, eventually, it turned around. They were like, all right, man, I can't handle this. Y'all need to talk to me. Show me some attention. And they cut the taxes 25%. This guy's name, his last name, is Boycott.
It was like John Boycott.
Something Boycott.
And that's where the term Boycott comes from, is that man's last name.
That's how that Boycott came about.
Could you imagine being like a descendant of his? It's like, I'm about to change my damn name.
How in the hell?
The Hitlers. I'm changing this bullshit.
Somehow that shit traveled all over the world now. And when you boycott something, it's because this guy.
Come from Ireland. Yeah, I say you boycott him. Like, you do what? They tell the story. Hey, man, we need to do this thing called this dude, John Boycott. We're going to cut him off and boycott.
Did you see the podcast yesterday? Yeah. Boycott. They had podcasts back in 1800.
Yeah, but it was smoke signal.
Yeah.
No, they had a. Did they have a.
No. Not 1800s.
Yeah.
No.
I bet they did.
No. Morse code is 1900s.
No, no, not Morse code. The wire line.
Oh, the
I just did the same thing,
you
man.
You did. That's what they did in the for the submarines.
Yeah, Morse code was, but they had wire. Yeah, it was must have been a form of Morse code. When was that?
1800s.
Yeah.
I don't think so, man.
Think about it. 1900s, early 1900s, we was already in World War I. We had tanks and radios.
It's a good quick.
Cell phone was actually created from the military. They had them big-ass radios. Mm. It was like, we could break this down. Everybody could use one of these. Mm. Patreon, though. No. Telegram, yeah. Telegraph.
Okay, that's the name of it, but when?
I ain't got my other phone. Somebody look up when they was doing telegraphing. Watch this.
That shit old as hell. 1966.
Live. 66? Get out of here. Did you see that movie, Hidden Figures?
Dang, did I see it? I don't think so.
But, man, it's a good movie. I can't, I know the storylines and stuff. I struggle to watch movies like that.
Early.
1837.
Oh, this say, the idea behind telegraph sending electric signals across the wires, 1700s.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
That say, early 1700s.
Yeah.
Dang.
They saying telegraph was invented in 1837. But that's a specific thing. But they was doing it before then.
Yeah, this says the idea behind telegraph sending electric signals across wires originated early 1700s.
Got you. But it was probably massively done by 1837. Yeah, watching movies like Hidden Figures and all that. I know my history so strong. It just infuriates me, man. I can't. I'm glad that these women got recognized for what they did, like space travel and NASA and everything. But just seeing what they had to go through, it just infuriates me. I don't even find it entertaining.
In the Bible, they talk about, I think it's Ecclesiastics. They talk about how
Morse code was 1844, telegraph was 1837.
They talk about how having knowledge is like drives you to your grave early or something. The interpreters, the way they say it is like when you have a lot of knowledge, it drives the person crazy. Mm-hmm. Because like when I walk into a room and I smell mold, I'm like, man, there's mold in here. The average person been coming in and out this building with no stress, not even thinking about the situation. Mm-hmm. When you walk into a building and you see a certain light flickering, you know it's the ballast. Mm-hmm. If there's a stain on the wall, you like, oh, that's a water stain. That's done. Like, the more you know, the more you think about, and the more it's just your brain is always doing this. But the person that's oblivious to shit just be da 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 da, just be walking around, da, 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 whatever, whatever. But the person with the knowledge is always. You could be worrying, but it's always, like you said, you know your history. And when you see certain shit, it bothers you because you're like, man, you don't even know where this come from. You don't even know who fought for this, do you? And I'm like, I just want a cheeseburger, man. Let me.
Yeah, no, I don't look at it like it. I think, if I don't know, I need to see that full passage.
Oh, I show you.
Because I'm like, I definitely don't. I think just looking at it from not knowing what that full passage is, but just looking at it as, I think knowledge keeps the brain healthy. Constantly learning, understanding, as got to fight dementia or something. Like, I don't know if I believe that, although I don't agree with everything that's written in our Holy Bible, so. Yeah. Because it's all subjective. Everything can be interpreted in its own way.
That's true, and that's why I said
that could be used for slavery. You see right here, it says knowledge can kill you, so can't learn.
Like, I think it's obviously I'm not saying this correctly, but the person with knowledge, it weighs on them a lot. Put it like that, it weighs like you knowing the history behind slavery, and you knowing what your people have went through. That's why a lot of these black power people be walking around angry. These niggas be mad because of what they know. Then you have somebody that that's not even deep in their history, happy as they can be, because they ain't even thinking about that hatred that happened. And there's some people that can contain
they
that.
Say ignorance is bliss. I'd rather be stressed than oblivious.
But see, that's coming from somebody that knows stuff. Like I would,
I would rather know than be ignorant. Like that's me.
That's true. When I smell gas, like there's a gas leak, everybody like, oh, I just thought it was stinking. Like, no, we about to blow up, nigga.
So who's gonna die first? The people that didn't smell the gas?
I don't know.
Well, the person like, man, let me get up out of here. Boom! Well, I'm glad I left. Hey.
Oh, man. I need to find this scripture.
They
I
said think it's, 118.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about? Man, y'all be, what? That's y'all be on
yeah,
it.
I say, I'm with a Galactus. Knowledge is power.
It's power, but you have to, to me, you have to be able to control it and not let it worry you, you know, because sometimes, another example, late at night, I smelled gas. I thought it was gas, but it was a skunk outside the house. Mm-hmm. I've never, and this is my lack of knowledge of what a skunk smell like. So if I knew it was a skunk, I probably wouldn't even be tripping, which would have made my whole statement true. I mean, not true, because I would have had the knowledge and I would have been fine. But
you might be looking at this way too literal, Greg.
I know, man. But thinking it was gas, man, I was so paranoid that night. I was paranoid like crazy, and my head started hurting and spinning. And I'm thinking gas, something's leaking, I'm about to pass out. I opened up the front door and I was like, y'all get out the house. Literally, I'm thinking something leaking in the house.
Yeah.
First of all,
it does smell like gas. Like,
first of all,
close to it,
my whole male and the kids would have been gone. This male didn't even wake up. Ken didn't wake. The only person up was Kai. This is when she was a little young. She just like, ah, whatever. And I'm like, y'all get out the house. And they just like, male didn't. I'm like, I yelled. Nobody woke up. But me worrying about it messed my whole brain up, man. It was just me smelling skunk. And how we found out it was a skunk, the next morning, the skunk was dead in the middle of the road in front of the house. And I'm like, oh,
busted that sack.
That sack, yeah. I was like, oh, I was tripping about nothing. But that's what I'm talking about, though. Just
that?
Yeah. Worrying.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, I need to look that up. Ecclesiastes, what? 118? All right. Thank y'all. I'm done.
All right, y'all. That means we done. Goose, go on, let them know where they can find you.
All right, you can catch me on IG. That's GOOLZBY on IG. Building with Goose on YouTube. And you can catch me and my wife's new podcast, I'm Not a Lawyer, But The Debrief on YouTube.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram and Marcus on the Gram, Facebook and Marcus on the Book, TikTok and Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my building body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And if you're listening, you can watch this across all, you can watch this on YouTube, Texas TV, Let Us Tell It.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. And make sure you join our Patreon, patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the lower $5 a month. Mm-hmm. And you can get all these live podcasts and extra stuff. We do lives with them, and it's fun over there. It's the media family. That's what we call ours.
Tenfold.
Yeah, we'll holler at y'all next week. Y'all have a good one, fam.